Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think, Aim, Fire. Coming at you with the combination of investigative reporter Lee Williams and tactical instructor Bob Keller. This is Think, Aim, Fire. How goes it, fellas?
Couldn't be any better, man. We're getting constitutional carry, for lack of a better word, or unlicensed concealed carry.
Right.
If you prefer, here in Florida on July 1st. DeSantis signed the bill. Florida is a majority state. Now 26 states allow their residents to carry a concealed firearm without a permission slip from the government. And I'm pretty damn happy about that.
Good thing.
Yeah, it took a lot. It was years and years of effort. I will tell you this. Art Tom, the new state NRA lobbyist for Florida, did a lot of the heavy lifting. We have him to thank for that. And starting on July 1st, if you choose and you're a law-abiding Floridian, you can carry a concealed firearm without any permits or permission slips or getting mugshot and fingerprinted like a criminal. Pretty happy about that. Now, what that will do is the big thing that the antis have claimed is that this is going to allow untrained carry. What I want to impress upon all the listeners here is how important it is to get trained. And we're going to, Bob's going to cite some examples here on the type of training you will need. Because carrying a defensive firearm is nothing you want to do. I don't care what you did or who you know or what grandpa taught you. If you're going to carry a defensive firearm, you need professional training. Either you guys disagree with that?
Nope.
I don't.
Number one.
I mean, it doesn't matter what the laws are. Everyone should be trained properly.
I remember the first time we went to the range and you brought out a binder on safety. Can you touch upon some of the areas in that? Because I think people, there's a misconception, especially with new shooters out there, who think that gun safety means just, you know, muzzle awareness and not pointing a gun at somebody. There's a hell of a lot more to that. I mean, the first time we went out, your safety briefing lasted a half an hour.
Don't turn people away from my class, Nolly.
No, but it's still some of the best training that I've had.
Yeah, well, I mean, the safety brief, so you're probably talking that included the med plan and all that stuff too, which that's important as well. But yeah, I mean, safety is almost number one. What I say, one of my things I say, or definitely what I say in every class, the biggest thing I want people to get out of my class is, or even if you're not in my class, if you're at the range training, what you should be getting out of it or getting better at is becoming a smarter, safer, more confident shooter. And being smart, hopefully it'll get you to be safe. And if you are safe, it's going to make you a more confident shooter. I mean, safety, like just knowing that you can control both weapon systems or whatever you are shooting or engaging with, is going to give you confidence in that gunfight, the time that you actually have to use it. So safety is huge.
And the thing I like about coming to your class is, you know, you may, the shooter may have some bad habits, some unsafe habits that you're going to pick up in a nanosecond and let them know. And the biggest one for me was picking stuff off the ground. You know, I've seen that so many times.
Oh, yeah. That's where people get flagged all the time.
Yeah. And, you know, you demonstrate how to do that safely. You demonstrate that, you know, the handgun in the holster. I mean, if you're not using it, put it in the holster. That's safe.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, it's the stuff I think people take for granted. People that are doing the right thing know the safety brief. You know, like, figure out what they're hot and loaded, never point your muzzle at anything, I want to destroy it, figure out the trigger, let's see if you can get your target, have a good situation where it's your left leg down your target. They know it, but do they actually follow it? You know, I think the people that are unsafe on the ranges, it's because of, I'm not going to say lack of experience, it's lack of seeing bad things happen in a real gunfight or on the range. Like, if you only go to the range once a year and you've never seen someone get shot or weird things happen in the gun, you're not going to think it's going to happen. You know, as long as your finger's off the trigger and it's not safe, it's not going to go back. And it's the people, the more experienced shooters that go to the range every single day, which, you know, it's going to be more the instructors or people that come from special ops that had a ton of range time. Those are the people that know how important it is because they see weird things happen on the range. You know, things that you would never think would happen, and it happens. It makes you start thinking, holy crap, like these things can be dangerous if you're not thinking about what you're doing. So, I mean, I don't know if we have time for it on the radio, but good things to talk about, and I always explain it in my classes. I mean, just a simple thing like the universal safety brief. Like the first one, if you can treat all weapons at the hot and loaded at all times, you'll probably never do the second one and point your muzzle at something you're not willing to strike. But a lot of people take that one for granted and think that they unloaded and cleared, and they think, okay, the gun's not hot. Now I can control the gun any way I want it. There's going to be people, you see the videos online of people AD in their houses before cleaning the gun or during cleaning the gun. I mean, they probably thought it was unloaded and cleared. The first one after that, like, treat all weapons as if they're hot unloaded or as if they're hot loaded at all times. Well, that's it. So if you just cleared your gun on the range or at the house or anywhere, and 5 seconds later you pick that gun up, just in your head you should always think it's hot. Like, it's always going to go off. Anytime you touch the gun, it's going to go bang. And if you always think that, you would never do the second one and put your muzzle up, but you're not willing to destroy it. The third one, good one, people AD and shoot themselves all the time in the ranges. Keeping your finger off the trigger unless you actually engage your target, a good one that prevents ADs and NDs, but it's not always your finger that pulls the trigger. You know, so many people think, well, finger's off trigger, it's not going to go bang. That's wrong. You know, you're doing transitions rifle pistol and you forget to put that gun on safe, you drop your rifle and the piece of your kit or belt hits that trigger, it's going bang. It wasn't your finger that did it. Slamming your pistol back in the holster without looking, fingers off the trigger, and you slam that thing in there, piece of your shirt got untucked, you get in between the trigger and the trigger wall, now you slam it in there, it goes bang. Again, it wasn't your finger that pulled the trigger. So, you know, little things like that in the safety, I mean, and that's why there is a universal safety brief.
Hold up right there, if you will. Hold up right there, if you will. That's a good place to hold up. Lee is the investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation. He writes at thegunwriter.substack.com and at armedamericannews.com. Bob Keller is at Gamut Resolutions. And there you can go take these classes that he is describing. We're going to continue with this. This is Think, Aim, Fire. We'll be right back. This is also Lock and Load.
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think Aim Fire, and we are speaking with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Bob Keller, who is a tactical instructor, the only one at Gamut Resolutions. He is that a good way to put it? You are Gamut Resolutions. Is that a good way to put it?
That is true.
Okay.
He is Gamut Resolutions' best instructor.
Only instructor.
When we first met, I thought I was really going to get the secret, you know, the big secret into shooting like Delta Force or Navy SEALs or whatever you have. And I was a little upset when I found out that there was no secret.
Yeah.
It's just complete mastery of the fundamentals. And that is something that I don't think anybody is going to achieve. I've never achieved it. I'm not a master of the fundamentals. I worked my butt off trying to get there, and I have fun doing it. But that's something you're not going to get without a professional instructor. Am I wrong, sir?
No, that is, if you're asking me, that's it.
If I may, I would imagine that it comes from, being a special operator on that level comes from the training that you do on a constant daily basis. It's almost like being a professional athlete, isn't it?
Yes, I would 100% agree with that.
And your students, I thought I knew everything about guns. Just ask me, right? I've been in the military, been in law enforcement, was a firearms instructor, I did not realize that my level of expertise probably peaked around 1990. So that's why a good professional instructor will take you into the 21st century. How many times that little flash bulb that goes on over your head when you get a new idea, when you understand a new concept, that must have looked like a freaking strobe on the range when we went out there, because it was blinking so much. Face it, shooting has been cyclical. You don't have to go back too far to find the crouch and the one hand shooting. Law enforcement drove it, FBI drove it, but now the military is leading the way, and especially special op guys like you. That's why I think it's so important. I don't say everybody has to run out and find a SEAL or an operator like Bob, but you need to find some professional trainers, because times have changed.
I agree. Maybe with the fundamentals, there might be some things that work that were the old school stuff, but shooting. I think the biggest thing is the takeaway is what works is the better ways to train and the smarter ways to train on the range. Where is your time spent?
And there is
on the range in the class.
No fundamental that has changed more than the draw. And you're teaching what works, not what works in a textbook. I think I started on a 5-step draw, maybe then went to a 3. I don't know, but you have a no-step draw. Just get the gun out and get it.
Which, again, I'd be the first one to say there is no wrong draw. If you're doing it sub-second and making hits, I don't care how you do it, but right. I think there's better ways to think of the draw starting out as a new beginner. So those are the light bulb moments that you had were probably just on stuff like how simple everything was.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all about, you want me fast, it's all about being efficient. So like the whole step process of teaching someone day one beginner, I would never tell anyone that there should be a step process. I was taught that. When I first started shooting pistol on that step, I was taught a step process. Or you have to surrender, that's 1 to the gun, 2 to your chest, 3 present, shoot 4. I don't agree with that, even to a day one beginner. Why get that muscle memory of being that deliberate or that mechanical? I believe it's just get your hand to the gun, get it out to target, and shoot as fast as you can do it. I don't care what it looks like. It just needs to happen fast. But that's how I am with all of my teaching. It's just smarter things to work on. Work on your concept. We talked about it before. But if you go to the range and you only have 2 hours of range time, you shouldn't be doing an hour and a half of it shooting from your back or doing the whole coming out of your holster and, holding the target with one hand and shooting. Not that any of that's wrong to train on, but if you do that for an hour and a half of your 2-hour range session, you just train an hour and a half of stuff that's probably never going to happen. Majority of your range time should be working on your confidence. That's bringing the gun up, getting sight fixed, pulling the trigger. Yes, it's simple stuff, but it's better ways to spend your time on the range on training on things that are gonna have to happen in a gunfight, not on the maybe. Like, I mean, in the unit, they're awesome. And they've been perfecting training since 1977, and they get it. It's all about rest and training on the right thing. Even in OTC, and then my whole career being there, I didn't shoot my back one time. You know, like the whole laying down or getting down and you shoot from your back, you know, between your legs.
Yeah.
That never happened. Me holding the target or bringing my hand up to protect my face, you know, and then shoot target at 1 yard, you know, with the muzzle right up against the target. I didn't do that one time either. Wasn't taught it, never trained at it. Never did it as an operator as well. I guarantee all the training I've done on fundamentals, if I had to do that, I wouldn't even think about it. It'd be easy. I don't need to spend time doing that Instagram look cool on videos training on the range.
So I think another huge benefit, and I hope our new shooters are listening, is when you take a professional class, it's a great place to shake out your gun and your gear. Okay. You're going to see what works and what doesn't, and you're going to have a professional there to tell you, hey, maybe that's not a great holster. Hey, maybe that $15 nylon holster you ordered off Amazon ain't going to work for you. Or that firearm is not really up to it. Do you really want to depend your life on that $150, $200 firearm? You've seen some horror stories, I'm sure, with guns and holsters.
Oh, yeah. But even if you were taking a class that wasn't a guy that was from where I come from, you're still going to be getting that kit shakeout, you know, as long as they have you shooting a good amount of rounds. So yeah, taking any class is good for that, absolutely, to know what works and what doesn't.
Let's hold it right there. We're coming up on the next break. This is the new gun carrier edition of Think Aim Fire. The people that are putting together, they had, Lee Williams, he had a very integral part in the fact that Florida now has constitutional carry with Florida Carry. And, of course, he's a writer at SAF.org, armedamericannews.com, and thegunwriter.substack.com. And, well, Bob Keller, he is Gamut Resolutions. I don't know of anything else or anybody else that is Gamut Resolutions. So he has to be the sole Gamut Resolution. So you can find him at gamutresolutions.com. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the addition of Finland to NATO today, making it the 31st member of the Western Security Alliance.
Like Finland, it's militarily capable. It's a strong democracy, fully dedicated to upholding the commitments and values that underpin our alliance, including Article 5.
Blinken made the comments from Brussels. The inclusion of Finland, which shares a border with Russia, is a major blow to Moscow. Former President Trump took to his Truth Social platform this morning to call for the defunding of federal law enforcement agencies. Trump called on Republicans to defund the Department of Justice and the FBI until, he says, they come to their senses. A Pew Research Center report says the effects of the Federal Reserve continuing to raise interest rates will hit black employees the hardest. The report says black and Hispanic Americans feel the effects of unemployment rates most when the economy takes a downturn. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back. This is Lock and Load. This is the new gun carrier edition of Florida. Now, the majority of the United States is now constitutional carry or permitless carry or whatever persuasion it is that you want to call it. And, well, this is the new gun carrier edition. And is it safe to say, Bob, that you should avoid any holster that has Uncle in the name brand? And
Ouch. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't go for the off-the-shelf $10 holster
with a flap.
Do you actually offer a class where somebody comes in and goes, "Hiya, Bob. I heard that your gamut resolutions. Listen, I just came from the gun store. Now that I can carry a gun without a permit and a lesson from the man, are you going? Will you show me what is a good holster? And I don't know anything about the gun. I mean, do you do any of that kind of stuff?
Well, I'm always for people asking questions about what they should use. Absolutely, I'm going to do that in the class. I don't have a specific class for like gear setup. Okay. So that's something, you know, during breaks, at lunch, after class, I'm always available for those questions, absolutely. And just like we were saying, like before the break, the kid shakeout, you know, someone that has never shot before. So like my intro class, that could be a 20-year veteran with tons of experience and still get a lot out of my intro class, but that is also based for day one beginners. So anyone can take that class. And that's where you really see just from the reps of doing it the right way, people are like, wait a minute, why are these guys way faster than me? Why do they look more efficient? And it comes down to just, you know, crappy gear that they bought. So, and that's awesome for them to take that class and be like, wait a minute, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have bought this sling. I shouldn't have bought this gun. I shouldn't have bought this holster. I shouldn't have bought this kit. So that's where we were just saying, like, how classes really can benefit you is just by doing the rest. Because most people, they'll buy something real cheap. They don't know any better. They go to the range and they only shoot 20 or 30 rounds, or maybe 50 rounds that in that hour that they go to the indoor range. They're not getting, and plus, indoor range, if that's the case, or an outdoor range, too, can be the same thing. They won't even let them draw out of the holster. So how are they ever going to know what works and what doesn't? So that's just like we were saying, that's another good reason why taking classes. I mean, you're going to get a lot of training out of the class and a lot of tips, but you're also getting that opportunity to have a good full day or 2 days on the range, figuring out what kit works or not. Now, I've had people come back the next day with new kit. I mean, you know, the first day they just knew it was so bad, and then they either asked me or started asking other students that they're standing next to, you know, what are you using, and they go out and buy it and show up the next day with it. I've even had someone come with a new gun the next day. So that's good. That's how you learn. You want to learn all that stuff on the range and not when it's happening for real.
I want to make one more point on this for people that think, you know, that we just kind of sum this all up and it only takes a half an hour. If you want to join your range works, and you've never taken one of your classes, you have to go through a special safety course, right? With you personally?
Yeah, it depends on the shooter. If I
and
don't
how long
them,
do those courses take about? Around 6 hours?
If it's a straight up beginner for the orientation, it'll take about 4 hours. So I'm going over all the, you know, the range safety, range procedures, med plan, everything goes on the range, and then I'm also going through all the safety stuff if needed with the shooter. We've been very fortunate. Most of our members out there are very, very good shooters. So it's just kind of giving the orientation of the property and how everything works out there. But yes, that is something I do go over if needed.
And that's
so I'm basically certifying them as their own RSO. So when they're out there on their own, they're RSO themselves.
Now, I've got one suggestion for you. Since we're going to have all these new shooters, since, you know, we don't have open carry, but since as a new shooter, it's so difficult to make sure that pistol is completely concealed at all times. And there are times when if you're not dressed properly or conscious of it, where your pistol can be exposed. Have you ever considered teaching a weapons retention course?
Yeah, I've considered it.
I don't think that'd be a bad idea, bro.
It's kind of like, yeah, it'd be forcing them to bring that holster and everyone to be going out of it. But I kind of look at it as like a red dot class.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just doing the reps with that holster and where it's at concealed. But like on the shooting part, nothing would change. Like I wouldn't change my class. Like my 1 day pistol class, my 2 day pistol class would still be the exact same drills and it'd be the same rep. It would just be you're coming out of concealed. So, go ahead.
We've got some really good questions, brother. I think you should do it. You know, teach people a couple techniques if somebody tries to grab their gun, how to break their arm in several places, which is always fun. Anyway, good questions. Number one is from Jeremy S. in San Antonio. I've been looking for a small concealable 380. Anything you can tell me about the Glock 28 would be very appreciated. Would you carry one?
I don't know. That's you and Bill. You guys are the gun guys.
Bill?
Well, I mean, it depends. I like a gun to I like a gun to be shootable. I like a gun to be a gun that if I take a class and I'm going to shoot 1,500 rounds through it, that I'm going to use that gun. I'm not one to be the guy that goes, well, I have a lot of full-size guns, but I'm going to carry this one because it's so small. Look, my whole hand doesn't even fit on it. It's so small, but it's so easy to carry, I forget about it. So I never recommend a micro gun. It's not something that I'm going to carry. The closest I would come to a micro gun is a Glock 26 with an extent with a +2 on the bottom of it. That's the closest I come to it.
Yeah, the smallest I'll go is a Glock 19 back in the day, and now the Staccato CS. I won't go any smaller than that for any gun.
I mean, I've got a Ruger LCP in 380. It's so light and so snappy. I don't like shooting it. And I'm not shooting it beyond, you know, 7 yards at all. So
I'd say anyone listening, go for controllability over comfort.
Yeah.
Like don't ever buy a gun because it's comfortable carrying. You go with a gun that you can control on target with multiple rounds, shooting rapid fire.
Right. Plus it needs to be big enough in case you have to pistol whip somebody with it.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever had a small gun like that go through your course?
I'm sure there has been, which I guarantee you after the class, they put that thing in the safe and went and bought another gun.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when you get into multiple shot rapid fire, those small guns you just can't control.
Okay. Anonymous asks, I saw Lee's tweet to Brett Baer about the Gun Violence Archive. Is there any data you trust? Brett Baer, the anchor on Fox News, was using mass shooting data from the Gun Violence Archive.
Before we answer that, let's go into the break and we'll pick that up on the other side. That's an interesting question. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. You can find his work at saf.org. He's also the only writer at armedamericannews.com, and he is the gun writer at thegunwriter.substack.com. Bob Keller, well, much easier to tell. He is Gamut Resolutions. He will teach you how to do the kind of maneuvering and manipulation of the weapon to give you a very unfair advantage in a gunfight, which is what you want to have if you're going to be, you know. And then you'll probably never get in a gunfight because they'll also teach you how to be aware. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load, and this is this week's portion of Think, Aim, Fire, which is for the new gun carriers of the congratulations to Florida for taking permitless carry into the majority of the United States. And
you could be next. You could be next.
You notice I'm not holding my breath over that.
I know.
We could be next. That's absolutely true. There's no truer statement ever. And I'm kind of looking to see what happens now that this has happened. But my state is a follower. You guys have got DeSantis, who's a leader, and that's a good thing. The question that you had just brought up was because, and this is something that I see a lot.
I know. And it bugs me.
Well, what was the question?
Brett
Baer Brett Baer on Fox News has been using mass shooting data from the Gun Violence Archive, which we outed them 3-4 years ago as just another anti-gun group.
The Gun Violence Archive is out there. Yeah, they conflate mass shootings or rampage killings with shootings in a drug bygone wrong where 8 guys get shot and familicide. And everything else is, you know, it's they make everything that happens like that, and they classify that in the same way they do Nashville or Mandalay Bay or that kind of thing, and it makes it look
kind of like they did with COVID.
Yes.
And the questioner anonymous asks, "Is there any data you trust?" Yes, I trust the FBI mass shooting data. The Gun Violence Archive said there were 337 mass shootings in 2018 and 417 in 2019. The FBI said there were 30 in each year.
Nice.
I use FBI data.
Well, that's where they get this. This is where these guys, they use this to say there's a gun violence epidemic, like it's in the air.
Yep.
Okay.
And everyone listens to it and believes it. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, by the time, you know, during the time we've been talking today, there's been 500 mass shootings. It's happening, some of them. Bob, this one's for you. I need some help, says Roger E. from Grand Rapids. I've been thinking about getting an ankle holster, but I'm not sure where to wear it. I'm right-handed. Should I wear it on the outside of my right leg or the inside of my left leg? Also, any draw tips would be appreciated. I'm sorry for laughing, Roger, but...
Oh. Yeah, me too.
Take it away, Bob.
I mean, hey, if you're going to do it, the only answer is go to the range and put time in using it. Where do you like it better? You know, where are you faster? Where are you more comfortable going to the outside of your right or inside your left? How would you do the draw? So that's another thing that I have never done in my whole career is shot from my ankle or carried at my ankle. So I wouldn't even know any tips. I mean, you bring your leg up to your arm, you bend over to your leg. I don't know. That'd be a good question. It almost makes me want to go out there and try it now.
Well, I knew an officer who carried a Walther PPK in an ankle holster. The only guy I've ever met that wore an ankle holster. And he was right-handed, and he wore it on the inside of his left leg. And we got in a foot pursuit one night, and another unit, of course, got the bad guy. And as we're walking back to the car, he looks down and goes, "Hey, a pistol." And he picks it up, and he goes, "Hey, that's my pistol."
Oh, jeez.
Was he using an Uncle Mike's ankle holster?
Yeah, it might have been. Might have been. Yeah, I've known people. Look, there's a million ways to carry a handgun. Some are better than others, and I personally and professionally, I would never recommend an ankle holster. Besides, what if you got tight jeans on or tight pants? I don't know how you get it up. I don't know, like Bob said.
Yeah.
I don't know how you draw from it.
No. But if you were 100% going to do it, that's the simple answer. Go to the range and put the time in. You got to figure out what works for you.
Yeah. And then I think maybe get some help. okay, this is from Anonymous. One of my instructors preaches getting off the X before engaging an adversary, taking a step to the right or left as you're drawing. I would really like to know what Bob thinks about this tactic, and he has tactic in quotes.
Yeah, I see a lot of people doing that in my class, and if they ask, I'll let them know what I think. I usually don't even correct them because if you're doing it past the draw or people do it during the reload, I assume that's what he's calling the X, like where you're standing. If you don't have cover and you're doing a reload, they're taking a step to the left or the right. I wouldn't have anything against that, I guess. Because when it comes down to it, you can get shot staying there. You can get shot moving to left or right. Me personally, I'm not going to add that extra movement. So after coming out of the holster or doing a reload, I'm not moving because if I'm still moving or if my body's still moving after that reload gets done, well now if my body's moving, my gun's going to be moving on target, right? So me personally, I'm standing still. If I'm not behind cover and I got to stay static. And when it comes down to gunfighting, it's kind of luck of the draw. You're going up against a guy who's probably doesn't go to the range every single day. So him shooting rapid fire and not getting sight picture, by you moving to the left or right, could actually be moving you into the line of fire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then staying still could actually save your life. But that could also go the other way. Standing still, going up against a guy who gets lucky, that could get shot too. I mean, there is really no right answer on the whole, like, is it going to save your life thing? Because you really don't know. I mean, it comes down to the guy, how he's pulling the trigger. Is he getting sight on a sight picture or whatever? But to me, I don't move because I don't want to create that movement.
I believe that's probably a relative answer for you, Bob. You have been in so many gunfights that you can be doing reloads and you can be doing, the manual of arms to clear a stoppage and everything. And you still have that awareness going on around you of what's going on around you. So until somebody develops that, they need to be looking for cover if they have to go. It's not about standing out in the open.
Oh, yeah.
It's all about looking for cover.
If there's cover, absolutely. You know, if something happens to your gun, you should be going to the cover. And depends on how far away it is. You know, is it going to be faster just to reload, get the gun back in operation, get back on target, or is the cover right there? So that's 100% a situation call. But like people that do it on the range, I think it's unnecessary.
Cheesy.
But I don't tell people not to do it.
I like this question from Leslie in Maine. Got a question about red dots on using red dots on handguns. Do you focus on the target and bring the dot onto the target, or do you find the dot first and then bring it onto the target. I hope this makes sense.
So for me, the red dot comes to my eyes. My eyes are looking at the target, and my red dot comes to my eyes, just like I do a rifle.
Right. Or a steel sight, right? Or a steel sight.
Yeah. The same thing. Well, a lot of people do teach. Like you're supposed to be searching for sights, the front sight, or you're supposed to be searching for the red dot in route to target. I don't agree with that at all. It's going to slow you down as a shooter if you're actually seeing it. So my eyes are on threat, and then like where I want to shoot that threat, and then when my red dot gets to it, I pull the trigger. That's where I get that picture.
You don't really have time to ask another question at this point, by the way.
Okay, Bill. Damn it. 2-hour show.
Well, yeah. We could do that if you guys want to do that. You just have to, as we say, make the time and stand on the X for that amount of time, as far as I'm concerned. Well, I think it is great what has happened in Florida. Lee, you certainly put in the time to do it. I know that it was a little bit like having a child trying to keep them from making some of the mistakes, but it is done. You guys pulled it across the finish line. Congratulations, sir.
So I got a question for you, Bill, real quick, if you can answer it real quick.
Go.
I've been asked by people in classes and email-wise, how do people find the Think Aim Fire episodes on Lock and Load?
The podcast is available everywhere podcasts are available. iTunes, Google it. Lock and Load, the Tuesday episode, Think Aim Fire. It's out there. I will send everybody a link. How about that?
Perfect.
Thank you for taking the time to join me, guys. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.